today is the first day of November. To many, November, December and January are winter, and that brings us to a book called Solace, which is subtitled Life, Loss and Healing, the Power of Nature, and there's a section dedicated to the four seasons, including winter. The author is photographer Catherine Dre, who joins us on the line from Waterford. Hello to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Declan. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be chatting to you.
Nice to talk to you. What a wonderful book. Not just the photographs, which are incredible, but also the sentiment within the book and, you know, the journey through nature, your life, your dad included. It's just a wonderful book.
Thank you so much. I think you're a bit of a nature person yourself, aren't you?
Well, I like it, so it must be.
Yeah. I suppose I think really that we don't have to be experts to enjoy nature. We just have to get out and do it, isn't that it?
Yeah, well, you have to observe, I suppose, is the first rule, because you can go to A to B without, as they say, smelling the roses.
Yeah, and I used to do that, Declan. I used to wander my sort of local tracks and trails where I live here in County Waterford. And I'd be preoccupied with everything that was going on at work and just getting out of the house and all of these things, or maybe going with friends. And it was only, I think like a lot of people during the pandemic, it was only really when I was going out there on my own that I started to really look at what was around me, just the ordinary everyday things. And then also having a camera, and everybody has a camera in their pocket at this stage, don't they? That using that camera when you're out, it brings you closer, I think, in a way.
Well, the colours are amazing. And I don't know when the photographs were taken, but there's a lot of autumnal colours in there as well. But tell us about yourself and how you came to this.
So I started out as the on the art route. I went to the art college in Dublin many years ago. And that's because I was very put off by school English and writing your criticisms of the poems and all of that, you know. So my art teacher was kind of nice to me. So I went that route. Then I ended up coming to live down the country. And I think a lot of people are curious about what's life like down a long lane, a long boreen in rural Ireland. And I'm an eternal romantic, so it has been a fabulous experience to live here. So over the years, I've taken those photos just in my garden or just around me in the fields and the woodland that are around me here.
And you have insights, or you give us insights and solace to your family, and they're all of the same warmth.
Yeah. Well, I'd say now, when I was at the launch, there's a lot about my mother who died when I was 9, and I have very few memories of her, Declan. So when I'm out in nature, I think I feel closest to that kind of mother energy, you know. But my father, of course, is a gas character because he was left with 4 daughters under the age of 9, not a clue how to do anything. Young man in his 30s. There's no such thing as a lone parent in those days, Declan. And, you know, he had to go to work. No such thing as a lone parent allowance either. That could have made, you know, it easy for him to stay at home. So dad is in the book quite a bit. He was a junior partner to a 9-year-old. That was the situation.
Yeah, and it's very touching with them, you know, his journey of life as well that you outline. And you've journeyed yourself. Was I reading Sydney? Was I reading Brittany? I mean, you're well travelled.
Yeah, I love travelling. And I think, like a lot of people from my generation, I would have emigrated, but something drew me down the country, as they say. So I did travel. I worked in New York for a while as a student, as we all probably did. And I've just got great memories of doing waitressing, bar work, you know, anything you could get, anywhere you could get it. And I still love travelling. I'll go at the drop of a hat anywhere.
Well, there's a lot going on in the world, as we know, with energy and wars and all sorts of things. The word solace, you chose it for what reason? I mean, the book has it, but how have you arrived at that word?
You know, I had that word from the very, very beginning. It was during the pandemic. Lots of people were literally dying around me. My stepmother died at the very beginning, before we knew anything about what this pandemic was going to entail. And I had that concept, you know, and I was able to kind of look back and see all the different times that I found solace in difficulties. And everybody's kind of different, you know, where they find it, like in music or in friendship. And I still find it, I think, in those moments that I have in nature with my camera, that you know, that's my sort of solace space, if you like.
Yes.
So it was there from the beginning, that word, yeah.
Well, that takes us to, you know, the last section, which is winter. And I mentioned November the 1st, which means really we're heading in there. You've got hibernation first and then some, you know, as we look forward to spring, the final chapter beginning again and again. So tell us through winter and our experience maybe that we should derive from it to enjoy it and enjoy what actually happens instead of maybe burying ourselves away and hoping that it's fast and we have a little respite with Christmas and then we're into February again. How should we enjoy winter?
Yeah, it's challenging for some of us, you know, because we lose the light, and this is what's happening, that the earth is turning away from the sun, and it's that sadness that we're losing that light. But I think I have found on my walks in winter and with my camera that there's a magnificent light in winter in the daytime when we get those breakthrough beautiful blue sky days, and you've got the silhouettes of the trees against the sky, and maybe those crispy frosty mornings and get little icicles. So I would say if you can get out early, the mornings are magnificent, and they're all different. And they're misty mornings, you know, dewdroppy mornings. And the sun is at a very particular angle. Of course, it's because of the way we're turned away, so our sunsets can be really spectacular in winter. So I'm conscious of the light, I suppose. Then also there's the coziness. And I love that Swedish word, lagom, which means coziness, you know, creating coziness in the home. And gosh, isn't it a time for candles now coming into the winter when we can't even turn on the lights, you know? So candle, book, you know, curl up. And enjoy the coziness and the reflection, you know, time out before, I think, spring, everything starts kicking off and getting busy. So we're experienced now, aren't we, from lockdowns and having to be at home, that we maybe have developed better resources for getting through winter. And so I'm not too gloomy about it.
Enjoy, Catherine. It's a beautiful book, and congratulations on it. I hope it does well for you. And it's called Solace, Life Loss and the Healing Power of Nature. Catherine Dre is published by O'Brien's. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks a million, Declan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the winter. Thank you. Bye-bye.